Strategic minds are being focused on the so-called China dilemma at a high-powered conference in Canberra today, organised by the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. At the heart of that dilemma, how to make room for China's rise and increasing diplomatic clout without compromising the democratic values that have cemented decades of Western prosperity. Here's political reporter Tom Iggulden in Canberra.
For a perfect example of the China dilemma in action, look no further than the Canberra Raiders, the capital's team in the National Rugby League. Today, at a star-studded photo opportunity in front of Parliament House, Chinese telecommunications company Huawei announced a two-year extension to its lead sponsorship of the Raiders. Huawei Australia's chairman, John Lord, explains.
It's not to get our name known because, thankfully, for many of you in the media and also our friends in Parliament House at the back, Huawei's name is known fairly well across Australia.
A name mostly known for the wrong reasons. Twice now, the government's banned Huawei from tendering to build telecommunications networks because of its secretive links with the Chinese government and military.
Australia's the only country that has totally banned Huawei from 5G. That is true. So, listen, it's a decision for the national government. It's up to us to convince them that perhaps we should be invited back in some form in the future.
Former spy chief Dennis Richardson's on the Raiders board. He too was asked whether he thinks Huawei's a security threat.
I'm not here to talk about my personal views about matters like this. I'm a director of the Canberra Raiders, and I am here to support the Canberra Raiders, and I welcome Huawei's sponsorship.
It's a microcosm of the difficult decisions being mulled over about China's place in the world, from boardrooms to the cabinet table. Defence Minister Linda Reynolds.
Certainly, they are front of mind for me now, as I immerse myself in the many new responsibilities that I have in this portfolio.
She spoke today at a conference in Canberra, looking at the future of war.
Competition between the United States and China is intensifying. Trade and investment are being increasingly used as tools to build strategic influence, not just to gain commercial advantage.
That's a reference to China's growing influence among Australia's Asian and Pacific Island neighbours. She also reflected on the need to uphold the democratic and free trade principles that have underpinned decades of prosperity in the region.
As the rules that have guided our prosperity and security are eroded, so too is the trust that this common purpose has been built on. And so too is the ability of states to withstand new pressures and to avoid having to compromise their strategic interests and, in some cases, their national values. This is not something the Australian government and people can accept.
Former head of the Foreign Affairs Department, Peter Varghese, told the conference Australia's relationship with China's to date delivered cash benefits without a democratic cost.
We're now, I think, entering a potentially dangerous period in US-China relations. On one side, the voices of containment are getting louder, the case for engagement is losing ground, and some speak of a new Cold War.
Visiting Hong Kong-based Professor Willie Lam says that's a war that's looking a lot different to the US-Russian divide that dominated the end of last century.
This all-of-country approach to building up China's military is different from what took place during the old Cold War.
In other words, companies like Huawei are being co-opted by Beijing's autocratic leaders to achieve strategic as opposed to merely commercial goals.
Some of them might be listed on the stock market, some of them might call themselves private companies, but they are closely financed by the state budget.
Visiting Hong Kong-based Professor Willie Lam, Tom Iggulden reporting from Canberra.